Video games might improve your next surgical procedure. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brian Johns, assistant professor of engineering at Cornell College, explains how virtual reality environments can help doctors practice when real life does not allow.
In a world filled with video games, smartphones, and tablets, we can find ways to use technology to solve real-world problems. Virtual reality is a field that's expanding. It allows people to interact with computer-generated 3D environments. I became curious about how this technology and engineering could be used in the medical realm. Doctors often learn during their residencies on actual people with tremendous risks as they learn. The most recent studies attribute 200,000 to 400,000 U.S. deaths per year to medical errors, which would rank medical errors only behind heart disease and cancer as the leading cause of death in the United States. My research team is working to create a virtual reality surgical simulator that will allow surgeons to practice a procedure without the risk and without the cost associated with training. We are developing a virtual reality operating room to conduct an implant of a hip fracture repair device. We know that these devices fail around 16 to 23% of the time, with the majority of these failures caused by incorrect drilling. So we use software to animate the virtual operating room with the patient, the x-rays, and the equipment needed for the surgery to mimic the procedure happening in real life. We also incorporate synthetic bone for the doctors to hold in their hands. I compare this to a batting cage in baseball. In the batting cage, you can hit or miss the ball without any drawbacks. Your goal is to improve. This works the same way. This is a long-term project, but my student and I expect to get this in the hands of doctors for testing and feedback. We're hoping for a win-win for patients who will see fewer failures and for doctors who will get more training on a surgical procedure that requires patience and practice.
That was Brian Johns of Cornell College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.